this morning, what we're going to see, we're going to witness the consequences of submission for Jesus as he submits himself in obedience to the Father's will. Because, brothers and sisters, friends, there is inevitably no other way to deal appropriately with the sins of the world. There is only one way this morning. Jesus must die according to the will of God. Look to me in verse 47. While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him." And he came up to Jesus at once and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you came to do." Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching and you did not see. But all this had taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. Pray with me. O Lord, I pray you give your people understanding of your word. I pray that you do it by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would convict and you would work in our hearts that we might know your will and your purposes. It's in Christ's name that we do pray. Amen. So as we begin, I hope that you see Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. The context did not change. We're still in the same place that we were last week. And even while he, Jesus, was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12. With him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Here comes Judas. Brothers and sisters, you can see right here the cup. Though Jesus prayed it would pass, it has not passed. The cup of wrath that Jesus is to drink for the sins of those who have come to know him did not pass from Jesus, although he asked the Father if it would. While he was still speaking, Jesus is speaking. Who's he speaking to? He's speaking. ready